It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Over 600,000 Macintosh computers around the world have now been infected by something called Flashback, which is spreading fast. Flashback is a Trojan, a malicious program that sneaks onto a computer, takes it over, and tries to download malware. The conventional wisdom has always been that PCs have been vulnerable to attack, but Macs were safe. Looks like that's not the case anymore, as Mac attacks have been on the rise. Alex Cox from security company NetWitness. Besides targeting Macs, what is unique about Flashback?
It didn't require any user interaction to infect the machine. You just hit the wrong site and it's infected.
So you get tricked into just visiting a website and that's all it takes?
In the past, it was more along the lines of, I'm going to go try to watch a video, and the bad guys would make a little pop-up that say, you need the software update to watch this video, so it kind of forces or tricks the user into running the update. In this particular case, they might send an email with a link, and simply clicking on that link would take your machine to a place that would infect it.
I thought Apple was supposed to be immune from this kind of thing. I mean, that's the standard smugness of the Apple owner says, oh, this isn't going to happen to me because I have a Mac.
That's been a big selling point for Macintoshes for many years, but cyber criminals are opportunistic, and as Macs kind of get more market share and are more prevalent in the environment, they kind of go, oh, hey, here's this untapped resource that we haven't really looked at, and some of the software and antivirus and that sort of thing is less mature on Macintosh machines than it is on Windows.
Now, even if your Mac is infected, nothing terrible has probably happened yet. Kurt Baumgartner is a researcher at Kaspersky Lab.
This is potentially one of the biggest Mac outbreaks that we've seen. And so far, there isn't additional harmful software being installed on systems. It looks like here and there, these Trojans are hijacking search traffic. And a lot of the time, that can result in ad revenue. But it's really sort of an odd thing, because we would expect to see a lot more financially motivated cybercrime with a botnet of this size. We're not totally sure where this is going.
So is it just a harmless thing that's in there? I mean, is it just weird, but we shouldn't actually be worried about it?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, any Trojan that gets installed via an exploit without the owner's knowledge is going to be something dangerous.
Right. Somebody has a key to my house, but they just haven't stolen anything yet.
Right, exactly.
As for what you can do, keep your antivirus software updated and keep checking Apple for security updates. Look, I'm not trying to get you in trouble with your boss, but sometimes I come across interesting games that could be played on your work computer, and I like to let you know. There have been a million games where you drive a car, but a new online game lets you be the road. It's called, creatively enough, You Are the Road. 8 cars drive on you, your mouse controls the turns and hills of the road, and you could drop little obstacles to interfere with the cars. There's no scoring, but you see how each of the cars are feeling as they drive on you. Depressed, resolute, ashamed, anxious. Yeah, cars have emotions here. The most interesting part of this game is that most of the cars soon careen off the track and explode. There are no instructions as to whether that's good or bad. It makes you ask yourself, if I were a road, would I want cars to drive on me, or would I want to destroy them? We have a link to the game at MarketplaceTech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.